This is Tweedminster at the British Computing Society MP Web Awards with the overall winner, Charlie Elphick, MP for Dover. Charlie, congratulations. You must be very pleased.
Yeah, amazed. Shocked and stunned.
Well, it says that you're the best in a number of categories here. Accessibility, engagement, looking obviously at social media being a big part of that, and also on usability. You've got the best balance of all of those. Are you going to be trying to give lessons on that to your colleagues now about how to get their own web presence more effective?
I've always been a massive advocate to all my colleagues on, you know, internet sites, the things we can do. I learn off them. I hope to give them ideas as well. It's really critical for the conversation that we have with our constituents. That's how we keep in touch.
Now, in terms of the difficult challenges that are ahead for the government, can we expect to see more engagement from the coalition parties on Twitter, using social media, and also better accessibility? That was the one black mark that the British Computing Society brought out today.
I think it's absolutely necessary. As we move on to the tough decisions being made now, hitting people on the ground over the next year or two, we've got to explain why it is and where, how we're going to sort of break out into the sunlit uplands. That engagement is going to be really essential.
Are you going to be winning it again next year?
Well, I have no idea. Entirely premature, but I feel really encouraged and honoured and elated to have won this amazing award.
Charlie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also joining us here at the British Computing Society Awards is Kevin Brennan, MP, who has won the social media category. Best use of social media engagement using Facebook and Twitter as those key categories, and YouTube too. Kevin, your TV channel has gone down a storm. Your video blog has really taken off. Is video blogging the way to engage? And is it easier now you're out of government? And does that give you more opportunity to use the tools?
It's one way to engage. I mean, and I think the best thing is a sort of variety of tools to communicate with people, just and to try and get responses from people, and that's one way to do it. And it's a good, handy, simple way to show what you're doing and what your job involves as an MP. Very good question about whether it's easier in opposition or in government. Probably, I think, in terms of the video blog, it isn't necessarily always a highly controversial thing. It's really a way of showing people rather than telling people what you're doing. So I haven't really noticed that change, but I'll have to keep monitoring it.
Do you think that one of the issues people have is this gap between what we think MPs are doing and what their work actually entails? So is it very important for you to be able to give people that accessibility into your working life?
Yeah, I think it is. And lots of people have said to me, I looked at your website and, God, look at all those things you do. And when you think about actually what's on the website really represents the tip of the iceberg, it's a very good way actually of letting people know what MPs actually do and what their work is all about, really, rather than simply relying on what you might read through the conventional media, which necessarily and understandably focuses very often on the kind of divisive, you know, high profile political issues rather than on the, you know, grassroots stuff that members of parliament do every day trying to help people in their constituencies.
Were you an early adopter of the technology? Could we say that you're one of those geek MPs who really blazed the trail?
Not at all, actually. I wouldn't say I was a trailblazer or a geek. Well, I've always been interested in it because I'm interested in communication. And I think things like Twitter, which it takes you a while to get into your stride and to understand it if you're a bit of an older geezer, you know, like I am, who really wasn't, you know, brought up on computers, but rather with paper and pen. And when you... I've got a 16-year-old daughter, which helps to see the possibilities, actually, and the way that technology is used so naturally and effortlessly by people these days. So I wouldn't describe myself as an early adopter, but as someone who, I think, you know, has got a concept of the power of this technology and its ability to engage with people.
And moving forwards, obviously the government has talked about releasing more government data, giving the general public more access to the numbers that you have access to. Do you think that's going to be a positive step for more open democracy in this country?
I think, absolutely, I think it is, because, you know, the wisdom of crowds and all that. I mean, if people have access to that sort of information, you know, the ability to scrutinise what government's doing is very, very important, and no longer can this all be hidden away in, you know, sort of dusty files somewhere. People have a right to know what their government's doing and what their elected representatives are up to, a right to scrutinise it, a right to comment, a right to criticise, a right to praise, even occasionally if they feel like it. So I think it's a very powerful tool, and of course the way now you can process that information using some of the newer technology is very, very powerful indeed.
Kevin, thank you very much.
Pleasure.